Genius Brain listeners, guess what? No matter how you're approaching 2024, electric e-bikes can help you go the distance. It doesn't matter what you're using it for fun, adventures, commutes, or whatever, electric bike has your back. Dude, let me tell you something, man. Freaking fun. And on top of just being fun, hey, I think it's super affordable because you could get financing for this as low as $49 per month. And if you're a city boy, it's even better because why waste your time walking around everywhere when you have this? My electric bike, by the way, is compact and is super light, so I could just take it anywhere. I actually have it in my car, so whenever I'm going somewhere or if I have to park far, I just need to take this bike somewhere because in the city, it's a bitch to park somewhere close. I go somewhere far, it doesn't matter. Got my electric bike and I scoot around to where I need to be, and guess what? I can go throttle or I could use the pedals and bike with it with the assisted pedal. There's options. I love this thing. Explore 2024 with electric e-bikes, the most accessible and adventurous e-bikes ever. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more and be sure to mention that Genius Brain sent you in the post-checkout survey. That's lectricebikes.com.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To feel frustrated, where I'm supposed to feel angry. And then when I'm not happy, I get disappointed in myself because I'm not chasing the thing that I know that will bring me joy, which is just this arbitrary term, fucking happiness. What is this shit? I place my faith in the wrong things. Because when I place it on this emotion, I forgot I was supposed to place it on the fact that I'm supposed to grow. I'm supposed to challenge myself. And in the fact, and if I really just kind of went back to this, which I am now. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Genius Brain Podcast. I'm your host, David So, and we are doing another solo pod today. Now, I know I said I wouldn't be doing too many of these, but once again, sometimes your boy just can't be around people, and it's been a pretty hectic week. If you guys know, once again, I'm going to talk about this part of my life that I feel most of you don't care about. But guess what? Me podcast, so me talking what I want to talk about, eh? A lot of farming stuff. So we're actually getting ready for the tomato harvest. And it's fucking raining today. I don't understand what's going on with this weather. It's super temperamental. All my vegetables are getting destroyed right now by the rain and the cold. I dislike it very much, but either way, doesn't matter. Let's go ahead and talk about this subject today at hand. And I've been receiving messages, so it's kind of hard for me to pick out what I want to talk to y'all about, right? And I don't want to speak about things that I don't really have much of an opinion on, which I think that the internet is very good at. People love placing their thoughts on things that they just really don't either give a fuck about or they don't know anything about, which I understand for podcasts when it comes to subjects. We do have to talk about things that are kind of like hot or current topics. Just because it's what people want to hear, and then you're just a fly on the wall and you're hearing some random conversation. But I do find that I've met so many people now that don't understand the power of three words just strung together. And if you don't know what those words are, what that sentence is, it's I don't know. So many people do not know how to say, I don't know. And I don't understand why. And I see a lot of this specifically in like, and look, I'm kind of deriving this off of like college campuses. And we're talking about people who are very extreme, where you'll see somebody who wants to come up and debate a topic that they don't really know about. And instead of shutting their fucking mouth and just saying, I don't know, and kind of hear somebody else out and saying, look, I don't know right now, but let me go do my own research and I'll come back and then let's have this conversation at another time. Listen, like I know somebody in my life right now who I've grown up with that has a huge problem with saying, I don't know. And if you know, their whole life, they haven't been able to say this because they really enjoy being that person who is that point of knowledge. So let's just say it's a topic that they don't know about, right? And you're confused and you'll say something like, oh man, I wish I knew how to, you know, communicate better with my wife. And this person could never have had a relationship in their whole life. And they'll chime in and be like, this is how you want to communicate with women. And it's like, bro, shut the fuck up. Like, what the fuck do you know about anything? And like a lot of us want to answer questions, not because we want to help. We do it because we want to feel superior and we like the feeling of being helpful. We like the feeling of being in a position where we could help somebody else out because it makes us feel good. The objective isn't actually to help them out, it's to make me feel good because I'm smart, because I know things, and now I get to walk away feeling like I am this person that this person can rely on, even though they can't. So we don't say this word, I don't know, constantly. We don't say this word, I don't know, when it's such an easy thing to say. And listen, if you're in that place in your life, in that position where you can't say it because you feel that there are things that you should know, and then you get a little bit embarrassed. Look, how many times have you done this? Where you're at like a social event, somebody comes up, they're like, hey man, blah, 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 blah. Let's talk about, I don't know, films. And they go, oh, dude, you have to watch this movie by Buddy Buttafucci. And then you go, I love Buddy Buttafucci. Buddy Buttafucci is my favorite director, dude. What he does with film, the direction, the lighting, it's fucking amazing. And they go, dude, I know, man. What's your favorite film by Buddy? Pshh. All of them. All of them. You don't know who the fuck Buddy Buttafucci is. What a Buttafucci with you, dude. You don't know who the fuck that is. You should have said, I don't know. And now you're like caught in this web of lies that you have to continually lie through. I see it all the time. And it's so fucking sad. Because why? You're trying to impress somebody. You're trying to let somebody know that you're fucking kill. It doesn't matter. And guess what? You know, in these moments that you're embarrassed, it's embarrassing for you, but eventually people forget. It's okay. You're going to go through embarrassing things. You're going to say things that you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And guess what? You could have just said, I don't know. The power of that word, of those three words put together, is very fucking strong. Because in a conversation, when you own up to the things you don't know, it puts somebody else in a position to give you knowledge. And like I just said, people actually enjoy telling somebody about the stuff that they know. They feel great about it. It's like their biggest joy. You know, I do that for my dad now. You know, what I've seen a lot from like my parents, just to, you know, this connects to the fact that people like being in that position of knowledge, is that there are things that I can do on my own. Right, I could either pay somebody to do it or I could figure it out myself. But I'll tell my dad that I don't know how to do it and I'll let him do it for me. Why? Because it makes him feel good. I'm still his son. He saw me grow up since I was a little kid, and kind of putting him in that position of power where he can assist and help me helps him feel better as a person. It's something that's very universal for everybody. But guess what? In that conversation, just to go back to that, when somebody says, you say, I don't know. And let's say they go, you don't know who Buddy Buttafucci is? Are you serious? Then you just go double down and be like, no, you fucking idiot. Why don't you tell me? And there you go. Power back in your hands. Say, I don't know. It'll liberate you. And also call people out when they're just bullshitting. It's like, bro, you don't know who the fuck that is. Just, what Name two of his movies. Psh,
to a movie, the one with the action, and then the one with the fucking one with the one that was put on the film.
It's a ridiculous thing. It's a ridiculous thing for you to be embarrassed because you don't know something. There are many things that you don't know. Don't lie. Don't fake the funk. You ain't got to lie to kick it. It's absolutely ridiculous. Okay, let's go into the topic that I was that I got distracted. I think I've spoken about the process that it took for me to kind of get to the place that I am at right now, right? And where I'm at right now, obviously, you know, a lot of people won't think that it's that far in my career, but for me, for me and the things that I've done, it's been pretty great, right? I've spoken about what it takes to achieve the things that you want in life, and I'm still working on that now. It's actually very nuanced. So I want to talk to you guys a little bit about how I got to doing YouTube and the process that it took, because I think so many people look at social media as like this dream job that they want, right? And you know, at times it can be a dream job. I never went into this space expecting myself to be, you know, somewhat well known or famous or anything else like that. I kind of made a mistake that I always talk about, and I thought about this recently, where I think I've given like the unsolicited advice of telling you guys to always chase happiness. And you know, this podcast, I want to talk about the mistakes that I've made in chasing happiness. But let's start to where I was when I was younger. You know, when I was a kid, I spoke about this on an earlier solo podcast where I just didn't know where I fit and where I belong, right? And it ended up me being a very lonely person, especially because I didn't want to deviate from who I was, and I kind of invested the time to find out who I am. And it was hard, man, especially when you're in a state of like rumination, right? Meaning like you're kind of stuck with your thoughts all the time. And when you're stuck with your thoughts all the time, you kind of tend not to give action to the things that you want to do. And one of the biggest things that happened to me early on was like this huge breakup that I had, because I was just this loser that kind of fell in love with somebody that, I don't know, I never even dated anybody else, but I thought that this person was it. You know, it's that typical young love type of deal. Well, I kind of took it upon myself one day when I was in college, and, you know, thank God for my mom, where at the time my father and I didn't get along. We used to get into so many fights, specifically because of the career choice that I wanted to go into, which was comedy and entertainment. And then, you know, I look, as an older person now, I can understand why my dad didn't want to support it, because it's a very hard life. And there is a specific path for a lot of people who want to be successful monetarily anyways. That's a lot easier than going into comedy or entertainment. There isn't a lot of people that make it out in this genre or this career space. So I get his concerns, but it caused for me to butt heads with him a lot. We got into a lot of fights, a lot of arguments, and then my mom was the one that was my champion in my corner, that was telling me just to graduate. So I had this degree, so it gives your father a peace of mind that you could do whatever you want. So, you know, I tried that route. And look, I wasn't doing too bad in school, right? The first 2 years were pretty terrible, but once I dropped out and I went to community college and I switched over to a state university, I started doing a lot better. But it was hard, right? There was a point with my dad where I remember I was so lost and I didn't know what to do. And my father and I continually butted heads all the time.
Genius Brain listeners, this podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp, my friends. Mental health is mental wealth, and I'm pretty sure you guys don't want to be broke mentally, so get on that BetterHelp. I have my own personal therapist that I have for the longest time, but guess what? I also use BetterHelp therapists as well, because it's so easy and accessible. Listen. You know me, I like my conversations with my therapist, especially when I need them, and the accessibility of BetterHelp is what I love the most. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Remember, it's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/genius today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/genius. Genius Brain listeners, no matter how you're approaching 2024, electric e-bikes can help you go the distance. From commutes to adventures to riders of all abilities, you can now explore this new year with electric bikes. I love my electric bike, my friends. I'm just scooted-a-booted-a-booted-a-booting around all around town with this cute little bike, and it's so fun. And that's the thing. When you get something, you gotta have fun with it, specifically an electric-powered bike. I love the charge that gets me to go a distance that even further than I expected. And I gotta tell you, man, it's freaking fun. And everybody knows when they see me, they're like, dude, that's David. David's that guy around town going to grocery stores with it, going to the park with it. I used to just have it in the trunk of my car just in case I just want to go to a park and just drive around or drive, excuse me, ride around because this electric bike is fantastic. Legit, I always wanted a e-bike and electric bikes came in clutch with it. And I got to tell you, like I said, I'm having fun. And that's the only reason why I'm sponsoring this because I use it probably, I would say 3 to 4 times a week. So explore 2024 with electric e-bikes, the most accessible and adventurous e-bikes ever. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more and be sure to mention that Genius Brain sent you in the post-checkout survey. That's electricebikes.com.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Because I was constantly searching for this thing that would make me happy. And in this point of my life, when I kind of snapped, I remember waking up every day kind of like not knowing what I wanted to do, right? And I would wake up every day almost like a zombie. I would get up. I would kind of look around in a daze because I would sleep super late, wake up super late, and I kind of just floated around without a purpose. And every day felt like Groundhog's Day, like I was living the same life constantly over and over and over and over. And it was like this for about a year. Well, I got to a point where I snapped and my father and I were fighting and arguing. And I told him this phrase. I said, hey, I was literally on my knees because I got so sick of just yelling and fighting with him. I was like, hey, look, if you have the answers for me, if you can tell me how I should live my life to finally figure out what I can do to be happy, then you tell me what the fuck to do and I will do it. And my dad was happy. And I remember because while I was in tears crying because I was just miserable every day, he goes, I got it. You just listen to dad. Just listen to what I tell you to do and you will be happy. I guarantee it. So his plan was for me to be more studious, to spend my time studying more, to get these good grades for so I could find value and purpose in myself. So I did that. I got all these great, good grades. I went to work at my part-time job. I did that, continued it over and over and over again. And I still woke up feeling the same in the same spot. So one day, I said, fuck this. Nothing's working out. What I thought was the path that I wanted to live isn't working out. What my dad is telling me that I want, that I should do isn't working out. So what the fuck am I going to do? And I came to the conclusion that what I thought I wanted to do wasn't the thing that I wanted to do. I kind of had my foot halfway out the door and my other foot inside. So I never really took the chances, or I never really bet on myself. So I chose this like route of just doing anything and everything that made me happy. So what did I do? I actually dropped out of college. I dropped out. I had so many units left. I could have graduated with a bunch of minors. I had so many units, it was unreal, right? And the final day that I was supposed to, no, it wasn't the final day, but it was the day that I decided to drop out of college. I had this blue book test and I fucking snapped. I was like, you know what? I'm actually done today. I took a marker, the Sharpie, and I drew a big old smiley face in it. I closed it, turned it in, and I walked out and I never looked back. After that, I decided to tell my dad that I'm moving to LA. I'm pretty much done with this. This YouTube video that I did, the Alexander Wallace video, popped off, and then I moved to LA to figure it out. Now, my dad was super against this. It caused a big fight, but eventually he had to give in because at the end of the day, what was he going to do? And, you know, once again, my mom was in my corner and my mom was like, he's an adult now. What are you going to do? Either you're going to support him or he's going to go without your support and he won't talk to you. Like, what do you want from him? So my dad still hated it, still didn't support me. But at the end of the day, I had to make these choices. I had to choose me. So I decided to drop out and I came all the way to Los Angeles just to figure out what I was going to do. And then, you know, long story short, I ended up where I am now. Now, along this path, I was still chasing happiness, right? And I think one of the things that I want to apologize for, especially to you guys, was that I was giving you this like advice because even when I'm figuring it out myself, and I personally couldn't say that I don't know, because I saw a lot of people asking me this question about happiness, because I know what it feels like to be in your position where you're waking up every day and it feels like Groundhog's Day, like you're living the same life over and over, and it's a life that you don't want to live. And so I kept telling you guys to chase happiness over and over again. And it's what I did, because it's what I thought I did. I thought I was chasing happiness every day. Happiness didn't actually do anything for me, because these emotions are always temporary. And if I look back at it now, happiness really wasn't my motivating factor for me to be successful at the things that I did or the things that I'm doing now. Happiness was a byproduct of me chasing things that challenged me to grow. And it only hit me recently, because I'm kind of back in this state when I was younger, where I'm not exactly floating. I'm not miserable. It's not like Groundhog's Day. There are things that I really enjoy about my life, but there's a spark that was missing. And I kept wondering what it was. It's like, oh, David, you're supposed to chase happiness. Well, you know, for the past year and even last year, I kept chasing happiness over and over and over, but I still felt very unsatisfied. And then I had to look back at when I first moved to Los Angeles, when I had no fucking money in my bank account. I was eating Top Ramen. I had a box spring bed. I just had my computer and my camera, and I was just making content every day stuck in this room. And, you know, in the beginning, what was the part about that struggle that made me so happy? I mean, technically, when you look at it from an outside perspective, you're not that there's nothing really to be happy about. You're struggling. And what I found out is that the happiness didn't come from me chasing, quote unquote, this idea of happiness, because number one, that's relative and it always changes. That goalpost constantly moves. Is that what I was chasing was a challenge. The times where I was happiest was when I took the initiative to challenge myself and better myself in whatever facet that it is. And guess what? When you chase challenges, when you chase growth, that goalpost doesn't change. The part that changes is the stuff that you're challenging yourself with, but the idea of challenging and grow and challenging yourself to grow or growing in general is pretty much the same. And I found out that my happiness derived from that, was putting myself in a position where I can grow, no matter what it is. I told you guys to do what makes you happy. I was wrong. I don't think you should do what makes you happy, because what makes you happy now is temporary. It constantly changes. You know, when we look at people online, and like I said, I have to take responsibility of this, where I told you all to constantly chase this idea of happiness, I have to reflect back when I learn new things and tell you something that I thought was wrong. I was not happy because I was chasing something that brought me joy every day. I started chasing something that challenged me, and in the challenge and the growth is where I became happy. I could have been happy doing anything at the time because the goals always shifted. Happiness is such a relative thing, right? It's highly subjective, much like all these emotions are. And once I start chasing things that are unstable, such as emotions, I become unstable. I'm not happy doing this. I'm not happy doing that. What is going on? What is going on? And then I also forget, because I'm chasing happiness, that there are times where I'm not supposed to be happy, or I'm supposed to be sad, or I'm supposed to feel frustrated, or I'm supposed to feel angry. And then when I'm not happy, I get disappointed in myself because I'm not chasing the thing that I know that will bring me joy, which is just this arbitrary term, fucking happiness. What is this shit? I place my faith in the wrong things, because when I place it on this emotion, I forgot I was supposed to place it on the fact that I'm supposed to grow. I'm supposed to challenge myself. And in the fact, and if I really just kind of went back to this, which I am now, it's like you actually find joy in these challenges, which is nuts to say, right? Have you ever seen somebody who seems like they have like self-destructive behavior where they, it's like everything is going right? And even I say this too, like I know dudes that are rich as hell, and I look at them and I go, why the fuck are you still working? You have all the money in the world. Like, shouldn't you be happy? Oh shit, it's not really the money, right? The thing that gets them up in the morning, that gets them to put their pants on, gets them to wake up with the purpose, is to find those challenges every day. I got to bet on myself now. So I just kind of wanted to take the time to apologize, because dude, I was wrong.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Look, I think that it's really hard for a younger generation now to truly understand what's real and what's not. You might hear from other people after this video of all these girls and guys who put up these memes, I chase joy every day. I was that person too. And I think if you want to take my advice, is to not listen to that. Say, you know what? I'm not going to chase happiness. Happiness will come and go. What I'm going to do is just try to better myself every day in whatever aspect that it is. And I'm going to accept these moments where I am happy. And then when I fail at the things, when I have these goals, it's going to make me sad. I think we do a really bad job of preparing ourselves to feel different emotions, because once again, everybody keeps talking about being happy all the time, and I think it's absolute nonsense. Sometimes when people tell me that they're depressed, sometimes when people tell me that they can't get out of these holes, that they're constantly ruminating in these bad thoughts, I think it's because you don't prepare yourself to feel bad. That's actually the exciting part about life. You're not supposed to feel one emotion constantly. And as corny as it sounds, like, how would you know what joy is if you don't know what sadness is? These challenges, these things that you go through, you have to go through it. You absolutely have to go through these things. There's no growth if you don't. Look, how many times have you seen somebody where you look at their life and you know, from our perspective, you don't understand why they complain so much? Like, if money was a key to being happy, or just having everything that you want in the world is supposed to make you happy, why the fuck do you see all these people online who are celebrities, who are well-known, who has all the wealth in the world? They constantly come out depressed. They're sad. Without fail, every fucking celebrity pops out one day and they go, I'm sad. I'm depressed. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm sad. I'm depressed. But from our perspective, we go, what the fuck do you have to complain about? You have everything. But they don't. Because once again, it goes back to what I was talking about. This idea of constantly chasing happiness is stupid. What does it mean? What does joy and happiness mean to you? You might find yourself in my position where I keep doing what I think is going to make me happy and I end up very sad. I end up unmotivated. I end up feeling like I have no purpose. This year, when I started shifting my goal of challenging myself, I started finding joy in the struggle. I started finding joy in feeling, I don't want to say alone, but frustrated. And it was these moments that I started to feel alive, because things got a little comfortable. And look, my goalpost or my idea of comfortable is actually very different from a lot of people. Some people, it's like millions of dollars and et cetera. For me, it was never that. I'm pretty happy just where I am now. So instead of looking for those things, once again, I'm doing things that challenges me every day. And it's been helping. Like, I've been in such a better spot in my life. And I hope that helps, right? Because I really wanted to rectify this very shallow and poor advice that I used to give you guys. So I hope that really does help. Because the question that kept popping up in my DMs was like, how... like, I'm unhappy with my life. How do I change this? How do I change this? And it's hard because, like, perspective wise, it's all about you. And I don't know the stuff that you're going through. So I it's hard to give out advice like that. And people are too quick to do that. And once again, it goes to back to the idea of somebody not telling you that they don't know how to help you, but they can't be there for you in the sense of just being like, okay, well, let's talk it out. And maybe you could figure it out on your own. I can't give you these answers, right? And when you're younger too, remember this point in your life where you're feeling like shit, it's going to be a huge part of your growth, a gigantic part of your growth, and you can't ignore it. I'll just to go back to the story of myself where I could talk to you a little bit about my struggle and kind of how it helped me out and how it helped me be who I am now. You know, I grew up in Sacramento, California, right? And I had a very small town mentality where even the idea of moving out of Sacramento was fucking frightening to me because I have high anxiety. My anxiety before now was a lot crazier. And it was a struggle, right? Just kind of betting on myself when I myself, who had low self-esteem, didn't really believe in myself like that either. But I just had to get off my ass and do something. And when I started putting myself into these positions where it was very uncomfortable, it's where I found the most growth, right? I would have never figured out what I was capable of if I stayed at home and I just did the things that made me happy all the time. I had to figure it out, right? And early on, putting myself into these uncomfortable positions, putting myself into these states of, you know, unhappiness is where I found the most growth, and which led me to feel good about myself. And trust me, it wasn't easy, man. Look, when I first came to Los Angeles, dude, I wasn't sure if I was gonna find good people, meet good people, or even find good friends. And in fact, it was very hard for me. And then I eventually did find a good group of people to be around. And like I said before, because I chose to be alone, I was solid with myself. I found these good group of friends, and they're some of my best friends now. But, you know, the process was really hard, especially when you come to Los Angeles and, you know, sometimes you live a life of comparison where everybody else around you is killing it. They have money. They have all these cars, and you look at what you have, and then you start to feel like shit because you don't have what they have. And then you start to wonder, like, why can't I have what they have? Then you don't want to go out sometimes because you're embarrassed because of your position in life. And that's sometimes what this city can do to you, or just being around other people who value things that you don't value. And look, when you're in entertainment, that feeling creeps up on you a lot. It creeps up on you so much. And I remember coming here just broke as shit, and then going out to eat. And then, you know, when you look at a menu, when you look at a food menu, and then you start picking out these things that you know you can't afford, or like you'll like eat food. And this is what I'm saying, like just lying about bullshit, where you'll pick like a small dish and they go, oh, that's all you're gonna eat. It's like, yeah, I had a big lunch. Nope, can't afford anything else. Didn't have a big lunch. That's basically all I can eat because that's all I got in my pocket. I got 4 Skittles, 2 Starbursts, and 68 cents in my bank account. And you know, that pressure was pretty rough too. If, you know, early on in YouTube, when people kind of know who you are, they automatically assume that you have a lot of money. And in that stage, I didn't. I fucking was struggling, dude. It was hard. I came here, I sold a whole bunch of shit that I had, and I kind of made do with what I had until I started making some checks here and there. And dude, I'll tell you this though, I never complained about my life. I never said I hated my life. I never said any of that stuff. And I learned that from my mom. You know, my mom, when she was younger, she told me during this period where, you know, I was finding myself, and this is like before I lost the weight, and she saw that I was kind of miserable. I wasn't complaining, but you know, a mother can tell when you're not right. And she goes, you know, you've gotten a place in your life where you've made good money. You know, people know who you are, but I don't see you being very happy. Like, why don't you take a step back and kind of figure yourself out and figure out what's going on with you, because everything just kind of felt routine for me at the time and I just had no goal or purpose. And she said, you know, look at me. When people look at what I do from the outside, they see me wake up every day, go to work 8 a.m. all the way till 7 p.m. and things are hard, things are rough. Sometimes we couldn't pay bills. You know, sometimes we didn't know when our next paycheck was coming. But have you ever heard me say that I hate my life? Have you ever heard me say that I hate going to work? Have you ever heard me say any of that stuff? She goes, no. I'm happy. Every day is a new challenge. Every day I'm figuring something else out. I'm blessed. I'm in a place in my life where I never thought I could be before. And look at you. Now I have a son who has done well. I have an older son who was doing well. You guys, my mission in life is complete. I have never ever complained about my life, even when it was hard, because I didn't do everything that made me happy. I did things that needed to be done. And on top of that, I had a very grateful heart when I did things, because there are times that I couldn't have the things that I had. And so I never ever complained about life. Life was challenging every day, but I had purpose. And I think for me, having that conversation with my mom at that point in my life really started setting this idea of me only doing things that made me laugh or constantly happy was not a path that was going to lead to a life of fulfillment. So when I say for you guys to chase growth, for you to chase challenges, it's really for you to chase purpose. Because when you chase purpose, it doesn't guarantee that you'll always feel joy, right? When you chase purpose, you're gonna go through like trials and tribulations every day. But when you have this goal and purpose in mind, all that stuff doesn't matter. All that stuff is just a page out of the book that you're writing every day, and you're just adding to your story. So I'm gonna wrap up the podcast with on that note. I really did want to rectify this thing that I've been telling people for a long time, and it's been something that I've been figuring out constantly. So hopefully it can help you get to a better headspace in your life, because I'm going through it with you right now too. I don't know what the future is going to lead. And to be honest with you, I don't know how long I'm going to be on YouTube. Who knows? I might be gone next year. But for the time that you do have me, I hope I can help you along this journey as we just kind of figure it out as we go. Genius Brain every Sundays at 12 p.m., guys. We will see you next time in the studio. I got to knock out about four next week because it's getting super busy. Going to be traveling to Sacramento and then going to Korea here soon after. But Genius Brain every Sundays at 12 p.m. Check out Secret Society. SCRTSOCIETY.com is by Fashion Basics line, high quality fashion basics, some of the dopest shit that I've ever worked on. Once again, very challenging, but it brings me joy. Junbi, JUNBI, Waikiki, Junbi Shop. Check it out, man. We're out in Waikiki right now. Spring break's popping and happening. Make sure you check out the store. Love you very much. See you all next time. Genius Brain every Sundays at 12 p.m. Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.